Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Ask the expert, Dr. Ellen McSweeney from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. She's the donor consultant with me in studio today to answer your questions about blood donation. Ellen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Ellen today. How are blood supplies, first of all?
Not good, I'm afraid.
Oh, really?
They actually are quite low at present. And not just the Rh negative groups, but across all blood groups. So at the moment, what we're asking of regular donors is, if you get a check from us today or next week, then please make an appointment to come and donate if at all possible. We really would like if people could make a big effort to actually come.
Any reason why blood levels are down at the moment? Or
well, the demand has increased significantly over the last number of years, and it continues to increase. Part of it is actually to do with the increased workload in the hospitals, and the working pattern has changed as well, and hospitals and surgeons and clinicians are working at the weekends and working on bank holidays. So, you know, the supply therefore the demand has increased, and we need to match that.
Right. Listener question. I'm currently on medication for epilepsy. Can I give blood?
Not while on the medication. Somebody has to be off the medication and without any seizures for 3 years before donating.
Okay. So if they go off their meds, they have to wait 3 years with no seizures. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Listener says, I had yellow jaundice 50 years ago and was told I could never give blood. Is that still the case?
No, that's not the case. That changed about 20 years ago, actually.
Right.
So yes, yellow jaundice was probably hepatitis A. And hepatitis A isn't, you know, you have it, it can be a nasty infection, but when you get over it, there's no carriage state of it. So yes, if somebody had it, then they can donate. They have to wait 6 months afterwards.
Does getting cold sores impact your ability to give blood?
Well, what we actually ask is that somebody, if they have an active cold sore, to wait until it's healed over.
So wait, how long would you wait?
Oh, until it's crusted.
Oh, just once it's gone, you're okay then.
Yeah, once it's gone, exactly.
Yeah, okay. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Can I give blood after having failed IVF, or is there a period of time I have to wait?
We ask people to wait at least 3 months afterwards, and then they can.
Listener says, I'm also a blood donor for about 5 or 6 years now. I campaigned for the Men Who Have Sex With Men MSM blood ban to be lifted. I started to donate after that. Can you please ask your expert to explain the restrictions applied to PEP and PREP?
Yeah, PEP and PREP. These are medications that somebody uses to prevent them becoming HIV if they're having sex with somebody who's HIV positive. And they have to wait at least 4 months if they're taking the medication by mouth, and if they take it by injection, it's 2 years. And the reason is that the medication can actually, it interferes with the pattern. If somebody becomes HIV positive, it interferes with the actual tests, insofar as the antibodies could be delayed, and we might not pick up an active infection of HIV. So that's why we ask people not to donate until a minimum of four months.
This listener, Ellen, is planning on giving blood for the first time this Sunday. They did the quiz online and that's shown that they're eligible. My question, though, is around drink. I'm going for a hotel stay on Saturday night and I plan to have a couple of glasses of wine. Obviously, I'll be sober enough to drive to the donation clinic on Sunday, but is it okay to have a few glasses of wine in the 24 hours prior?
Yes, it is, as long as somebody doesn't overdo it. But what we'd actually say is that alcohol dehydrates you. So it's very important that donors are well hydrated. So we'd say maybe have a drink of a glass of water every second, you know, go with a glass of wine maybe, but be well hydrated, on the day that they come to donate.
I was a regular donor, A negative. I stopped when I started blood pressure medication. Can I still donate?
Yes, you can, as long as is you're on medication for a minimum of 4 weeks and your blood pressure is stable and you haven't, for example, had angina or any cardiac complications.
Okay, 087 1400 106 if you have a question for Dr. Ellen McSweeney from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. How come even after 36 years since I got a blood transfusion, I can't give blood?
No, if somebody had a transfusion in Ireland since 1980, then they can't actually donate unless it's their own blood. And this is because there's a risk of it's a remote risk, but a risk of variant CJD. So we don't accept if somebody's had a transfusion themselves.
Okay. Listener moved here back in 1999, now 54-year-old man. They have high blood pressure. I've tried a number of times to donate blood early, before in the early days of being here. I was told that because I was born in the 70s in the UK, I couldn't donate because of the possibility of carrying TB. Is this still an issue here in Ireland? And does having high blood pressure prevent me from donating?
No, having high blood pressure, as I said, is okay as long as you're on the medication for 4 weeks and you're stable and you haven't got complications.
What about the fact that they've come
as regards leaving the UK,
yeah,
then it's really the VCJD deferral, but that wasn't in the 70s. And people who've lived in the UK can now donate in Ireland. They don't have to wait anymore. As regards the TB, that's actually new one to me. But again, that wouldn't be an issue now either.
Right. Listener was born in Germany in 1987. I was told I can't give blood because of Chernobyl. Is this true?
Because of Chernobyl, and that's not one of our regulations, no.
Right, so they should just contact.
They should be able to donate, yes.
Should be able to donate. Actually, how do you donate? What do you do?
Well, the first thing we actually ask people is to go on our website, giveblood.ie. There's loads of information. If somebody has never donated, then please go on and you can pledge to become a donor. We ask people to do our eligibility quiz, look at our FAQs, frequently asked questions, and read the information that we have for donors. And then if somebody's eligible, then they can phone us on 1-800-731-137 to make an appointment to donate. Mm.
Okay. Now, I hope I don't make a mess of this, but this listener's blood type is O negative, Ellen, and they've been diagnosed with, antiphospholipid syndrome?
Oh, antiphospholipid syndrome.
Yeah. Are they eligible?
The short answer is probably not, but it depends very much on if they have a condition associated with the antibodies. I would advise that they actually ring us up and ask to speak to one of the doctors.
All right, so that's, they'll get more info there.
Exactly.
Why can't I give blood if I've had acupuncture from a fully qualified acupuncturist? Can you not?
Currently, we ask that people wait 4 months after they've had the acupuncture, and after that, then they can donate.
What's the thing I'm thinking of? Dry needling. Is that the same?
That's the same rule. It's actually anything to do with needles that somebody would have had. And
right.
It's very precautionary. I'm sure all the acupuncturists out there use single-use sterile needles, but it's a precaution and it's in the EU directive.
So acupuncture, wait 4 months, dry needling from the physiotherapist.
Yeah.
Wait 4 months. What about microneedling in your face?
Same thing.
Really? Wait 4 months.
Same
too.
Thing.
Good to point out. Okay, listener is wondering, can you give blood if you've had cancer or ever had chemo?
No, the answer is probably no. If you had cancer, other than cancers that are not invasive, for example, a basal cell carcinoma, which is a cancer in somebody's face, then usually that, it doesn't invade into your blood system. So somebody, as long as they've had that treated, even if they had a form of local treatment for it, then they can actually donate.
Listener Ellen had mumps, measles as a child and scarlet fever 3 times. Can Gerd give blood?
People who've had infectious diseases, we ask them to wait until they're fully recovered. But we would actually just ask somebody if they had evidence of rheumatic fever and if it affected their heart valves, for example. That's what we'd be worried about.
Okay, couple to fly through. If someone's on HRT or TRT, can they give blood?
Yes, they can.
You can. If I'm diabetic and take daily insulin, can I give blood?
No, afraid not.
No, if you're any form of diabetes?
Not any form of insulin. That's contrary to the EU directive.
Okay. There was another listener. I'd love to donate, but I have, is it Addison's disease, an autoimmune condition? I was told I can never give blood? Is that still true?
Again, we'd look that particular one up. But generally, if somebody has an autoimmune disease and it's active and it affects a number of systems in the body, such it could affect the skin, the heart, for example, depending on the type of disease, then the answer is no.
All right. Listen, if people have more questions, they can contact yourselves at the...
Indeed they can, yes.
The Irish Blood Transfusion Service.
Indeed, quite so.
Donor consultant, Dr. Ellen McSweeney. Ellen, thanks a million. Not at all for answering listener questions today. Much appreciated. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.